Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen, across the airwaves. We just finished Philadelphia's WWDB AM 860. Marianne Costello, Sal Tartaglia, and yours truly, Mark Mancini. Guest on there, Keith Engel, coming in with the TGI Sports Network, alongside Austin Haynes, who's a life coach. So thanks to those guys, and now we land in Pittsburgh. So Russell Talk across the country with the Berg boys. Ralph Williams, Smoking Jim Frazier, yours truly producing it out here in Los Angeles, 347-205-9631. Goes by quick. Catch the archive, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports Podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, as I lay the red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic. First you, Ralph, then we'll give it over to Smoking Jim. How are you? How can people get a hold of you?
I'm doing well, Mark. Got back from Sugar Creek, Ohio, and Berlin, Ohio. I was there last week until Sunday. Got back on Sunday. It was a great experience. You can get a hold of me at RalphWilliams737@gmail.com, Twitter, Facebook, and also on Wimkin, and you can subscribe on my YouTube page as well, and check out all my archive versions there as well.
Okay, Smoking Jim.
Hey, thanks, Mark and Ralph. Instagram, Smoking Jim Frazier. Facebook.
Okay, as we bring it over to you, a lot to talk about. Brad from, looks like Kalamazoo, Michigan, coming in, says he's heard the show quite a bit, wants to talk about the Owens Theory match. We'll get into that, Brad. But first, let's get the topics out of the way as we spin this thing around. I'm giving you the floor first, Ralph. We'll give it over to Smoking Jim, and then I'll take a topic.
Okay. Memphis Wrestling, Teddy Long. He is the new, he's laying the law down. He's the new acting general manager, Teddy Long, with Memphis Wrestling. NWA, Chris Adonis versus Caprice Coleman coming up in the next episode of NWA. Those of you who don't know who Chris Adonis is, that's Adrian Adonis' son. He used to go under the name Chris Powers. He used to have that master lock Full Nelson back in the WWE days. And Caprice Coleman was from ROH. He's back wrestling again. He was doing color commentating for them for a little while because he had an injury. I want to go over last night's AEW card, and the reason I want to do that is because it was a great card. Toni Storm won her women's title back. She was in a fatal four-way, and it was a great match. Chris Jericho beat Claudio Castagnoli, formerly known as Cesaro, for the ROH world title. And the Acclaim with Billy Gunn, they beat Swerve Strickland and Keith Lee. That was a shocker. And then Pac, he beat Orange Cassidy for the AEW Atlantic Championship. John Moxley beat Brian Danielson for the AEW Championship. MJF spoke last night. He has the Casino Royale chip. That is AEW's, Money in the Bank kind of thing. And Paige, formerly of WWE, she had her first appearance last night. She's going by the name Sahara is the name she's going by. So, and then I have later on, or as we go here, Mark, I have some WrestleMania news of some of the matches. I also have Royal Rumble news, and I also have some NXT news as well. And just a bunch of stuff to talk about tonight. The card for the Extreme Rules and part of the card for the Saudi Arabia. So where do you want to start first?
Well, man, Smoking Jim, you got the floor. Where do you want to go?
I tell you what, it's so much, and I know Ralph got it all lined up. I tell you what, Ralph, go ahead and guide it. Take us in the direction that you want, buddy.
All right, let's go with the Extreme Rules card first. All right, that's October 8th. It'll be on Peacock, and it's at Wells Fargo Arena. I will have to watch the replay because I will be busy on that day, on that night. All right, here's the proposed card. The Usos, supposedly tomorrow night there's going to be a breakup with Sami Zayn and the Usos, and Sami Zayn's going to team up with Kevin Owens, and they're supposed to go against the Usos. That's a last-minute match. Johnny Gargano versus Austin Theory. We could talk about that later on. Seth Rollins versus Matt Riddle in a pit match. They're going to have one of those UFC pit cage matches. That's what they're going to have. Triple threat match or this match. Now, first, the triple threat match could be Karrion Kross, Drew McIntyre, and Roman Reigns for the title. Or it's going to be Karrion Kross versus Drew McIntyre, not set in stone yet. Bayley versus Bianca Belair, Ronda Rousey versus Liv Morgan, and Rey Mysterio, once again, here we go, versus Damian Priest. All right, guys, what's your thoughts on this card? We'll start with you, Smoking Jim. Go ahead.
Well, I tell you what, man. When you talk about you know, Sami Zayn leaving the bloodline, that kind of shocked me right there. I thought Sami Zayn is pretty funny, you know, especially when he throws up the ones and he comes into the ring but he's teaming up with Owens, so that would be interesting. I'd be surprised to see it. You say that's for sure, Ralph?
No, that's not a guarantee yet. It's just a rumor at this time.
Yeah, I'm most interested there. I think those guys have really starting to build a great fan base over the last couple of years, and everybody's looking forward to seeing what the Usos do. So,
how about you, Mark?
Well, first off, you know, give us the lowdown on what happened with Sami Zayn, because Carl out of Oceanside says he didn't see it, so what ended up happening with it? And I'll let you break that with Sami Zayn out of the bloodline.
Well, that hasn't happened yet. He's still in the bloodline, but he's on shaky ground. And, you know, if you notice on, I think it was Friday night, last Friday night, it seemed like he was on shaky ground. I know one of the Usos don't like him. I think it's Jay. Jimmy seems to think he's hilarious, you know, and so on and so forth. But I think that if there's anything that's going to come down, it has to come down this Friday, Mark, because I don't see it coming down next Friday unless they tape the show and it comes down. You know what I mean? That going one day before the match, or well, actually we got 2 weeks away for this, so they could do it next week, you know, next Friday, but I know according to what I'm hearing rumors, it's going to come down to where it's going to be Sami Zayn versus and Kevin Owens for the titles against the Usos. But we have to remember the Brawling Brutes got their shot now. I don't know when that's going to happen, but they are going up against the Usos. I think that's tomorrow night. So if that's going to be the case, we'll see where the Brawling Brutes go with this. You know, so, you know, that could happen. But, yeah, so, and some of the other matches, I know one of the callers or one of the guys responding wants to talk about the Gargano-Austin Theory match. That's going to be an interesting match. You know, two guys who were against each other or teamed up with each other in NXT. They won the tag team belts. Both of them have smelled gold down there in NXT. And real quick before we move on here, I want to talk about Solo Sikoa. He lost he had to relinquish his North American title to Shawn Michaels on Tuesday night because Shawn Michaels said, when you move up to one of the brands, you're not allowed to take one of the NXT titles with you. So he had to forfeit the title. As you know, he's with the Bloodline now. So Shawn Michaels made him forfeit the title, so we can talk about that too.
Well, let me just address the Sami Zayn incident because I can see that coming. I think Kevin Owens has kind of played into this and basically said, "Hey, listen, get away from these guys, come with me." And I think if he does, they'll win the tag team titles. So I think that's in order. Just like I think down the line, I can see Austin Theory being a face. You know, with a lot of things too. We've watched wrestling long enough, the three of us, where we know where these things kind of go. We knew where Dominic was going. But the big issue here is that Judgment Day just completely sucks. I mean, there's no bottom line. You take Rhea Ripley out of that thing, and you could tell, you know, it's almost like the Wyatt family trying to go on without Bray. Edge gave a presence to that, and then, you know, Rhea has been adequate, but these other three guys, they have no mic skills whatsoever. I mean, you see Damian Priest trying to resurrect the crowd so he can get some heat. Finn Balor does not know how to talk. And Dominic just is a one-word kind of guy. I don't know what your thoughts are on that, Smoking Jim. And then we'll give it over to Ralph. But this Judgment Day is a disaster.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%, Mark. And I never thought about it until you brought it up a couple of weeks ago, that they absolutely have no mic skills. The group, I could see the group happening because you got to have somebody, you know, that's very, very bad and that's hated. But, maybe they'll add a couple more pieces and get somebody that can talk. I don't know. I thought Dominic a couple of times was going to go back with his dad, but that's the only thing he said. And then he said, I was just joking. One time he's on his knees and closing his eyes, begging his dad to hit him, and knowing that his dad would never do that. So, he just doesn't really even fit into, I don't think, in the Judgment right. Day, but I agree with you.
Well, Ralph, any thoughts to this Judgment Day? I think it's a travesty, if you ask me.
Oh, I think it is, too. And you know, I blame the backstage people for WWE for this because, you know, like you said before, Mark and Smoke and Jim, you know, Edge was the key to that group. And then all of a sudden they kick him out, and then now he's trying to get revenge on him, and you know, he's having a hard time. And Rey Mysterio's having a hard time because he can't deal with his, you know, with the fact that his son is over there. This is a complete mess here with this. They need to do something with the Judgment Day. Maybe get them against Imperium or something like that. You know, one of those factions. You know, because now Gunther's back with Imperium when he had that in NXT. You know, so I mean, you know, something like that, or maybe get them going with the Bloodline. Something to get them going some other way, because this way is the way they're going right now, and the continuance of this Mysterio thing and the Edge stuff. It's just, it's getting old. They got to move on to something else.
Yeah, no doubt about it. When you look at that, and, you know, that's the thing. Yeah, they got it, at least you know what you're getting with the Bloodline. You got a guy that knows how to talk, reinvented mic skills and Reigns, because when he was at the Shield, usually it was Rollins leading that thing. And then Ambrose would come out and try to do it, but Reigns would never have the mic skills, but he developed them. And what he's done is he's turned this thing around. The Judgment Day, I don't know what it is with this guy. You could put Balor good, bad, whatever. He just doesn't have the mobility to talk on the mic, and that's bad, you know, to get some heat. But I will tell you with the Mysterios, I mean, you know, it's going to set up a dad versus the son match. And then you'll probably have the sister on one side, the wife on the other. I mean, that's where it's going there. You can see that. But, boy, Ambrose looks good on the other side of coins, man. What a match, A and Double.
Oh, yeah. Ambrose, well, now he's John Moxley, his real name. Yeah, he looks very good in AEW. And it was a great match last night between him and Bryan Danielson. You know, so it was pretty decent last night. And, of course, you know, MJF had to come out and give his opinion. You know, he's got that coin. And then now AEW has W. Morrissey, formerly known as Big Cass, the one he's teamed up with Enzo. Well, he's one of his henchmen now. So I don't know what's going to happen with that, but he's one of his henchmen. And also I want to talk a little bit of, speaking of AEW before we go back to WWE. This past week, last week, and it happened last, I think, after we were done with the show on Friday, there was a meeting, a private meeting between Cody Rhodes, Kenny Omega, and the Young Bucks. And the goal of the meeting was Triple H sent Cody Rhodes there and to have them to sit down to recruit them to WWE. But the problem is, if these guys, like Malachi Black wants to go back, he's been released. If these guys want to wrestle in WWE, WWE has to buy out their AEW contracts, because their contracts do not expire till the end of next year, and some others don't expire till the end of 24. So if these guys that want to go back to the WWE, WWE's going to have to buy out their contracts. I don't think they're going to do that. But Omega and the Young Bucks are not happy, because when that fight happened with them and CM Punk, Tony Khan didn't back them up. He suspended them, stripped them of their trios title, and it was just a bad, bad situation. And Omega and the Young Bucks feel that they've been betrayed. They went out, and I don't blame them. And Cody Rhodes told them for the first time why he left, and for the same purposes. He wasn't getting the respect he deserved as a vice president. Tony Khan started taking everything over and getting greedy, and instead of letting them do what they were doing before. So, that's what's going on right now with AEW, and it's a little bit of a mess because they've got, and I told everybody this, and it's happening now, Mark and Smoke and Jim. I told everybody this, and I was right, and that is that this is going to start falling apart because you've got too many stars over there with egos, and you have no room to put any of them on TV time. FTR hasn't been on TV in weeks, and they've got 3 tag team titles. Okay, they have not been on, and that was brought up last night. Okay, on Dynamite. So what I'm saying is, they don't have enough room for everybody. They don't have enough shows. They don't have enough airtime or anything. Now tomorrow night, they have Rampage on for 2 hours, and they're having some big matches. But that's it. I mean, that's the story right now, guys, with AEW. We can get back to WWE, talk about the Saudi Arabia card. I have some preliminary matches. Well, one's already been signed. We know that. Logan Paul versus Roman Reigns. Another match that is rumored to happen is Bobby Lashley versus Brock Lesnar for the U.S. title. And then Omos versus Goldberg. That's going to be for the Crown Jewel pay-per-view. Also, I even have some WrestleMania matches that have already sort of been decided or are going to happen, which I wish WWE wouldn't release these things, because I want to be surprised. I want to be, in suspense like normal. And now they have Gunther going to be going up against Drew McIntyre for the Intercontinental title, other than The Rock versus Roman Reigns. That match has already been decided. Charlotte Flair is supposed to be coming back at Extreme Rules. And then at WrestleMania, she's supposed to fight Bianca Belair for the title and restart the Four Horsewomen. Okay? I don't know if you remember when she did that in NXT. So what's your thoughts, fellas, on all this that I'm giving you here?
Well, Smoking Jim?
Well, I tell you what, one thing we haven't brought up, and I'm getting very concerned, we got to get him some security. We got to get him some help. Can somebody get Miz some help? You got people showing up in the house. You got him cutting a hole in the ring and trying to pull him down the black hole. Come on, man. let's get
well,
Miz
that
some help.
Match is supposed to happen, too, at Extreme Rules. That match, Miz and that I can't remember that guy's name off the top of my head right now. But, yeah, I know who you mean. Get him some security.
He got some killer eyes, man.
He even beat up on Ciampa, too. That was funny.
Oh, God.
Oh, my. Yeah, this guy's
a
real
–
But,
Ralph, I was surprised. I mean, to jump over to briefly to NXT, I was surprised to see Carmella that don't miss. Getting beat, losing his title, and not getting it back. Now he got to go through a ladder match, which I don't think will be his forte. He's very athletic and acrobatic, but I don't think that he'll get his title back through a ladder match. What do you think?
Yeah. I don't think so either. But it was interesting. I watched a little bit of NXT on Tuesday. It was interesting to see. Like I said, Shawn Michaels made Solo Sikoa turn in his title. Actually, I was quite glad that that happened because, I don't like to see the bloodline kind of succeed a little bit. You know what I mean? So But that's okay because he could get something else. You know, there's other titles. You know what I haven't seen, guys? The 24/7 crap. I'm tired of that. I'm glad that's gone. I think Triple H is going to hear that because I haven't even seen it, guys. It's funny. It's hilarious. I'm glad because you know what? It was foolish. I was crazy. It was ridiculous.
Well,
I mean, you know.
Well, what are they going to do with Reggie? You got to have Reggie in there somehow.
Yeah, and you got to give Ron Truth something too.
Do you remember when he was called? Did he call himself Little Jimmy or something when he first came in the WWE?
Yeah.
I can recall it.
Yeah, he was doing some fake thing called Little Jimmy, and he would put his hand up and all that. He went up against John Cena, but he's been around a long time. I mean, you know, he even fought John Cena for the title. He was tag team championship with Kofi Kingston for a few, and you know, he had a Intercontinental belt. He's held some belts. You know, so
tell you this, the WWE, it feels like they were part of the West Coast for a month. They were out up and down the area, and now they're starting to head into Canada. So I guess Monday night they'll be in Edmonton as they go through that. But, boy, it's going to be exciting to see Extreme Rules in Philadelphia. Did you catch that, Ralph and Smoking Jim?
I'm sorry, what was that about Philadelphia?
Extreme Rules is going to be there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be in the City of Brotherly Love. What happened last night, Mark, was Smokin' Jim and I, we had our Talkin' Wrestling podcast that we do on Wednesdays, and supposedly something happened to where the sound didn't come through. So we're sort of making up for last night here tonight. So, I mean, you know, we were going to redo the show today. And I had to take my mom to an appointment at 2:00, and I wasn't able to get back in time to do it, so we canceled it today. So I'm making up for that tonight, and we'll redo it next Wednesday. So, I mean, you know, so that's where we are with that. But anyway, I think the Extreme Rules being in Philly is a good thing. It'll help their economy, and a lot of people from Pittsburgh will probably go there, you know. So, and they'll be eating a lot of cheesesteaks, and, you know, we'll see what goes on there. You know, checking out the Rocky statue, you know, the Liberty Bell.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Smoke.
When is that in Philly? Because I'm going to be in Philly the weekend of Halloween weekend, and I'll be going to the
No,
Philly,
it's October 8th.
No, I think if I'm not mistaken,
early.
It's October 1st or 2nd week of October.
Yeah, it's October 8th, guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm unable to watch it that night, but I watched the replay. So, you know. But, yeah, it's
I think the next big one after that, that's always been the great one. They used to have it on Thanksgiving, is the Survivor Series.
Right. Well, they have the Saudi one in between, Mark. The Saudi one, the Saudi Arabia one. And then the next big one, Survivor Series. That's going to – I'm interested to see what they're going to do. If they're going to go back to the original with the teams and, you know, have a couple singles matches, I'd love to see them go back to the traditional Survivor Series.
Yep.
I mean,
and
make
you
it totally
talk about that.
You know.
And let me bring in Jim, not Smoking Jim. We only have one Smoking Jim. Jim coming in from Modesto, California says, guys, you just hit a top subject that I like to talk about. What's the best pay-per-view? Well, I can go back to when they only had like four, I think, and now we have these things going to Saudi Arabia, this, that, this. But I've always liked Survivor Series. I mean, the traditional, you'd spend time with the family, you'd eat the turkey, and then that thing would start 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific, and you had the traditional, you know, four or five teams. And my favorite was when they had Bad News Brown just walk away. He said, "The hell with this, I'm not getting pinned." He just left the team high and dry.
I remember that. That was hilarious. Yeah.
But this guy guy's talking about the Royal Rumble. That's another good one. The one in January, right around, you know, before the Super Bowl and everything. Good one every 2 minutes is good. I like to see them expand that, and the only reason why, and I'll let you guys comment on this, I think it's so easy to get thrown over the top rope. Just have somebody get pinned, you know. That would be the ideal thing, but then everybody would be breaking it up. You'd have all 30 guys in the ring, so you'd probably have to do something else, but I don't like the top rope too much. It just goes by too quick, and you can't really get form an alliance or anything. I don't know what your thoughts are on Ralph. We'll give it over to Smoke and Jim after that.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. Survivor Series, Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, of course. You know, now they have a two nights, which is an interesting thing. And that, and then also, too, don't forget about Money in the Bank. Hell in a Cell. The Chamber one, the Elimination Chamber. But now, I don't know if Triple H is going to bring it back or not. They used to have every match in the Chamber, and they had both Raw and SmackDown do a Chamber match. Last couple of years, it's been confined to SmackDown. So we're going to find out how that works out this year, the Chamber matches. You know, some of these pay-per-views are pretty decent. It depends on the cards. And now it's looking like the cards are getting better now that Triple H is running the show here. And I think it's going to get better as we go along. They have been good so far. One thing I do want to do is, Smoke and Jim, I want to give you a little bit of a hint in the game here. And I'm not going to tell you the score or anything going on right now. But guess what the Steelers just did? They threw a real long pass. That's one thing I will tell you. They threw a pass downfield. That's the only thing, the only hint I'm giving you. All right.
All right. Thank you.
So,
wow.
That's why I'm falling out of my wheelchair because you know, yeah, because of that. I couldn't believe he actually threw a long pass, but that's as far as I'm going with it. So.
All right. Thank you.
That's amazing. Smoking Jim, any thought to the you know, the pay-per-views?
Well, I tell you what, you between you and Ralph, you guys did an excellent job covering that. I just want to go back just briefly. I think I'm the only one on the planet that likes Austin Theory. And I used to really like it when him and Gargano teamed up in NXT. They had a great little posse there. They had some pretty women on their team. And do you guys think there's any possibility that Theory and Gargano will link back up and put their posse together and maybe go up against the Bloodline and some of these other groups, the Judgment Day?
I would love to see that, Smoking Jim.
That's a good question. Ralph, you want to take it away?
Yeah, I would love to see that. I mean, I really would. That would be a great thing, a faction. Also, too, don't forget, I just mentioned to you, Charlotte Flair's talking about putting together the Four Horsewomen again, and that's Bayley, Sasha Banks, and Becky Lynch, along with Charlotte Flair. So, you know, that's coming up around WrestleMania time, supposedly. So,
I
mean,
well,
I
think Bayley would have to the last time I checked, I think Sasha was a face and Bayley was a heel, so that would have to be really interesting.
Yeah, yeah, and Bayley, you know, with her new group and everything. Oh, one other thing I wanted to mention, too, that I brought up last night with Smoke and Jim. And of course, nobody could hear us because our sound wasn't on, but we did our show anyway without sound. That's why we had to sort of try to do a redo today. But anyway, I did wanted to let everybody know as well that Randy Orton and Big E are supposedly, that's no guarantee, supposed to come back for the Royal Rumble match. So we're going to find out what goes on with that. Okay. So Randy Orton is in court right now. I don't know if you're aware. There's some kind of incident involving a tattoo. Apparently he's wearing some kind of tattoo, and he patented it, which means you can't have this tattoo. None of the tattoo parlors anywhere in this country. When you patent something, you can't do that. Well, this woman has this tattoo, the same thing as Randy Orton, and apparently he's tied up in court with it. So I'm not sure what the status is. I know today he had to go to court. But I'll keep you up to speed on that. But Randy Orton right now is tied up in court. Yeah, Exactly.
So in other words, he patented it and then a lady copied the tattoo, and how did he find out, or vice versa?
Well, Mark, let me tell you this. Let's say, for instance, you went outside and you threw glass at somebody, a beer bottle at somebody, and you smacked them in the head. It would be all over social media. So this woman was so stupid, she went ahead and put it on social media, and everybody saw it, and Randy Orton saw it. So guess what? That's how that happened. So, you know, everything gets on social media now. Everything, no matter what you do. If you threw a beer bottle at me and hit me in the head, it would be on social media. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, everything is. You can't hide nothing, you know?
Wow.
I mean, you know, that's how that happened. And that's a shame because, I mean, you know, the woman likes the tattoo, but, again, Randy Orton patented it. That's like if I patent this show name and I say nobody can use WrestleTalk and somebody else uses it, I'm thinking about patenting the way I see it. If I do that, then I hear the way I see it on TV, I can sue somebody, you know, because, you know, it's patented.
Well, the one thing, the one thing I know they can't hide is the head coach in Boston for the Celtics.
Yeah, you got that right.
Oh, my. That's for sure. So, but nothing's secret anymore, guys. You know how it is. I mean, come on. It's social media everywhere. You got TikTok. You got Facebook. You got Twitter. You got all these social media accounts. Nothing's a secret anymore. Nothing. So it's crazy, you know. So.
Well, what's the next topic you have, Smoking Jim, with about 14 minutes left in the show?
Tell you what, you know, I always got to end the show with my favorite, and I don't think she's getting enough attention. I think she should be on the big stage is Mandy Rose. Mandy Rose, in my opinion, is unbelievable, and she needs to be on Monday night or Friday night on the bigger stage.
Yeah, I believe that, Smoker Jim, to be the case. She's resurrected herself down there in NXT, and she should be back up on the main roster real soon. Can you just imagine if she comes back and Charlotte Flair comes back, Sasha Banks comes back, Naomi comes back? Do you know where this women's division will be with all them coming back if they can all come back at, you know, at one point? We might even be able to have, you know, Stephanie and Triple H or running the show now. Remember when they had that all-women's pay-per-view? You could see that again if we could get enough women wrestlers to wrestle in the WWE and put together a nice card. That would be great.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I would like to see that. How about you, Mark?
No, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, that's a great idea.
Yeah, because, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, that happened about 4 or 5 years ago. They had that, and Stephanie ran it. She was the one that put that all together. So, you know, it would be great to see that. It really would. So, you know, I just I feel that that's – I think that could be coming if I'm right. Now, as you know, the draft didn't happen. The draft usually happens in September. I guess Triple H decided not to have one this year for the WWE draft. I guess they're just going to keep people where they are, move people around, or go back and forth, you know. You can be on Raw, but go to SmackDown. You can be on SmackDown, go to Raw, like the Usos do, you know, in the women's tag team.
Let me bring this guy in, Barry from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, chiming in. He says he listens to the Doc Show. He loves this show, and he's a Penguin season ticket holder. He says, guys, give me your top three Pittsburgh Penguin goalies of all time. Wow. Well, I'll just tell you this one. Last week I reached out, and I'm waiting on a response on him, and he's a Pittsburgh boy. It's Ken Reggett, and Ken Reggett used to play for the Penguins.
Yeah, I'm friends with him on Facebook. I'm going to see if I can work on getting him on my show.
Yeah, Ken Reggett. Yeah, but, man, oh, man, I know it's a wrestling show, Barry, and I know you're a big avid listener, but my three would have to be Barrasso, God, I you got to think of Fleury would be number two.
Okay.
And
that's my list.
That's my two, and my third would probably be as crazy as this may sound, growing up, you know, it would probably be Dennis Karan. Dennis Karan
would
be number three.
Wow, Mark. You know what? We must have a crystal ball because I just thought that was my three. That was my three, Mark.
I actually
thought Dennis Karan or Gilles Meloche, because Gilles Meloche was a good goalie too back in the day. Oh, you've got to be kidding me. Oh,
wow.
Man. I'm not even going to go there, guys, with the game. Not even going to go there.
Wow.
Something just happened
that
no one in Pittsburgh don't like.
Smoking Jim, what would be yours?
Well, I got to put Marc-Andre Fleury first because Barrasso's attitude was so bad. He was so mad. He was great. He was great on the ice. He won a lot of championships, man. But I tell you what, we wouldn't want to sit down and have a beer with him anywhere, man.
Oh, no.
But,
he was one of the worst.
Those two. And it's hard for me to come up with a number three.
Hey, Mark.
I had a chance to interview when I covered the Penguins out here a few years back with Crosby was really good. Malkin was injured that game. Didn't get a chance to talk to him, but Fleury I had. And just before the pandemic, I had an interview set up with the guy out of Montreal, the goalie. Carey Price. And, boy, I tell you, you know, you look at good goaltenders. Boy, they're out of Montreal, too. And you give me a top three on that one, it'd have to be, man, oh, man, Dryden, Waugh, and Price. Three great mainstays in Montreal. But, man, oh, man, guys, we're about to, you know, I think this weekend is where we start the preseason, if I'm not mistaken, with the Penguins. Any thoughts with that? I think they play Columbus here this weekend.
Yeah, Mark, it's going to be interesting. We'll see what the Penguins do this year. I do have one thing I want to tell you, though, Mark. You know Mark Madden, and Smokin' Jim knows Mark Madden as well. Do you know he was interviewing Tom Barrasso one time, and he asked Tom Barrasso a tough question, and Tom Barrasso didn't like it, and do you know he tried to attack him with a hockey stick?
Wow.
He tried to hit him over the head with a hockey stick. And that's a true story, because Mark told me that story once. He said it's a true story. He actually tried to hit him over the head with a stick. I couldn't believe it. And you know what? I heard he was a real jerk outside the ice. He was terrible. Horrible guy to interview. Horrible to be around, you know.
I've heard of those things, too. You're right. I've heard some of them. But, man, oh, man,
I can give you guys a quick story. Greg Lloyd, who used to play linebacker for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and he was mean on the field and off the field. And in Three River Stadium, everything was there. You know, the meetings was there, practices was there, everything was there. Well, Greg Lloyd, in the media, you see free over there. Greg Lloyd had two Doberman pinchers, and he used to let them run free. And then they used to chase the media all around, man. He didn't care, man.
Wow.
Oh, man. Greg
Lloyd. Here, I'll tell you another story about Greg Lloyd. And I heard this was a true story, too. Right after the Super Bowl, remember we lost that one to Dallas? Do you know that Neil O'Donnell?
When Neil O'Donnell played for the Cowboys?
Yeah, exactly. and what happened was when that game was over, Greg Lloyd and Kevin Green were so mad, they slammed him up against the locker and said, "You're lucky we don't kill you right now for blowing the Super Bowl." Do you know that was one of the reasons he left the Steelers? Because Greg Lloyd put the fear of God, him and Kevin Green. Can you imagine having both of them mad at you? Oh, my gosh. Wow.
With 5 minutes left in the show, the Penguins play in Columbus Sunday morning. So
Sunday
that should
morning.
Be interesting.
Wow. Wow, I'll be in church in the morning. And,
yeah, it's preseason. Columbus at Pittsburgh. Well, it's Sunday morning at 10 o'clock out here. It'll be 1 o'clock in the afternoon there.
Yeah, 1
hey,
o'clock
Mark,
here.
Hey, Mark. Yeah. Hey, Mark, can the Penguins win the Cup this year?
I think so. I mean, I really think they can.
Well, I think
What's
they can.
What's your take on this?
I think they can, guys, but I think they're going to need some luck. Some people are going to have a lot of injuries, fail, lay an egg. I mean, because I hope I'm wrong, but I don't know. Bringing the band back together, I don't know if that was a good idea. I think the Penguins need to get younger. They need to get faster. And as of right now, they still have the same slow guys there. And, you know, it's becoming a faster league. It's becoming a faster pace with the NHL. And, you know, Mike Sullivan's trying to shove a square peg into a round hole when you have a run-and-gun kind of offense that he has. But I don't know if they have the speed. We're going to find out. I mean, that's where we need to do. And, you know, they lost a few guys that had speed. They're gone. So, you know, the Penguins got to try to make up for losses, as they say. In business, you got to make up for losses. Penguins got to make up for some losses.
Yeah, an interesting thing. Any take to that, Smoking Jim?
I think this is their year. they deserve it because this is the first time, I think, in the city of Pittsburgh in a long time that they actually gave money to the veteran players who spilled their blood, sweat, and guts, you know, on the ice or on the field. So I'm behind them 100%.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. The Pirates trying to stave off a 100, you know, losing season here as far as wins and losses this year. So I think they're building something. I can't wait for Nick here. I don't know what your take is on it, guys, as we wind this thing up in about 30 seconds. Any take on the Pirates? We'll start with you, Ralph.
I don't know. I have no comment at this time about the Pirates.
Okay.
I don't.
Smoking Jim?
I don't.
Well, I tell you what, for a young team, I thought they had their moments this year. They had a chance to turn a corner a number of times, but it didn't happen in 2022. I'm looking for a better 2023.
Yeah. From your mouth to God's ears.
That's it.
Definitely on that one. Hey, as we wrap this up, Ralph, I know we're waiting to get on the Tampa one across the board, and I've been asked by some of you guys if you want to go on other shows, the Fresno show, Mark Heffernan looking to get somebody on, so you can get you guys
been,
on that
I've
one
on,
again. Yeah,
I've been
and
on
get
his
Smoking
show, Mark.
Jim on. Yeah, we got to get
on
you on the other one across the board on the one out of New York. So let's get you across the boards on those because – unbelievable
yeah,
talents. People speak highly of you guys.
I would like to get on Mark Heffernan again. Mark's a great guy. I also would like to get on with Keith Engel or have Keith Engel on my show. So that's what I would like
Keith
to do.
Keith Engel, great guy. You got his number. Let's reach out to him, get him on. He was on the Philly show today. Hey, let's let everybody know, and we've been getting some comments on, you know, who the guest is next week. It looks like Clayton Trutor will be back or Billy North. It's up to you. And then we'll just push it out there.
Or I can get Bob Cook back on.
Yeah, so, another good one.
Yeah, he just
so let everybody know how they can get a hold of you.
In California. You can get a hold of me at RalphWilliams737@gmail.com, Twitter, Facebook, Wimpkin, and also on YouTube. You can see all the archive versions of my show. And please subscribe. I gained 5 subscribers in the last 2 days. So that's great. I'd like more of you to subscribe, please, to my YouTube page. So,
Smoking Jim.
Go Aaron Judge. And you can reach me on Instagram at Smoking Jim Frazier, Facebook.
Okay, and yours truly, Mark Mancini, saying you can catch me on Mancini Media across the board. Love doing this show with these guys. We'll be back next Wednesday. Not next Wednesday. Somebody's going out. You guys are going to be on Wednesday. No, we're, that their wrestling show is on Wednesday. So you want to let everybody know that show on Wednesday you do with Smoking Jim, Ralph?
Yeah.
I got a guy saying we'll see you next Wednesday.
Yeah, it's 7 p.m. on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch. And it's myself and Smoking Jim Frazier. It's called Talking Wrestling. And coming up shortly in the next month or so, we're going to be on TV here in Pittsburgh on PCTV with the same title show. So that's,
oh, man,
that's
I got
to
get on that one with you guys. I am so blessed to call you my brothers. You can catch this next Thursday, same time, same channel, top of the hour, live from Indianapolis, that crazy show I call All in the Family, the Eat Me Cooking podcast. John, Eli, Peggy, and Ray, I'll tell you, stay tuned for that one. Right after that one, live from Phoenix, Hannah Time, Cornelius, Brad, Hannah. There's another one across the board. Till next week, have a blessed one, and thanks for tuning in, my friends.
Have a great night. Be safe.